Additional information. A. The snake. You slippery characters are highly intelligent. Your active mind is forever planning ways to use your considerable skills. You're a deep thinker who likes to meditate. During your life, you'll shed many skins and take up new interests and jobs. Snakes enjoy a challenge and rarely make mistakes. You're usually lucky with money, thanks to your business sense. But you do have the distinction of being the worst gambler in the whole Chinese zodiac. Generally, you're calm and placid and prefer the quiet life. Sometimes you have difficulty communicating with others, but you do have a sense of humor, particularly during crises. Thorough and hard-working, you can occasionally be ruthless. Your confidence, willpower, and quick thinking usually ensure success, but when these fail, you take a long time to recover. You can be evasive, too, and won't let others into your confidence. Snakes burn up so much nervous energy that, if you're not careful, you can have health problems like high blood pressure. Often a late starter, you do well in jobs that involve research, writing, or planning. You're a good teacher, politician, or personnel manager. You enjoy buying expensive gifts for friends and are renowned for your good looks. Female snakes have style and grace with an excellent and expensive taste in clothes. You're a keen socializer with a wide circle of friends and a knack of impressing those who matter. Despite your many interests, you like to retain a certain amount of privacy. Snakes are fascinated by the unknown, and you're often psychic. You'll try your hand at many things and will meet success when you least expect it. The horse. You popular horses are known for your elegance and charm. You adore parties and meeting people. Not surprisingly, you're usually the center of attention. You also have leadership qualities and are admired for your honesty. You talk most persuasively and love discussion and debate. With your agile mind, you are able to absorb facts quickly. But horses do have fiery tempers, though you will often regret your outbursts. And you're not good at keeping secrets. You tend to get involved with many interests, sometimes not completing them. With your tendency to get caught up in the latest craze, you can waste your energies. You love independence, hate being bound up by petty rules. You still need support and encouragement, though, with your various enterprises. Multi-talented horses tend to go far, but you take a long time to recover from failure. You regard it as a humiliation. You like to travel and explore new, exciting places, and during one stage of your life, you're usually tempted to live abroad. With your adaptable nature, you usually fit well in wherever you go. You're a colorful dresser and very attractive to the opposite sex. You often have many partners before settling down. Then you're loyal and protective to your partner, although you still like to maintain a degree of independence with interests and hobbies. Outgoing female horses are usually attractive and intelligent, with many interests, particularly outdoors. You love travel, literature, the arts, and really enjoy good conversation. Although you can be stubborn and self-centered, you have a considerate nature, and with your sense of humor, usually make a good impression. The goat. Imaginative and creative, goats appreciate the finer things of life. With your easygoing nature, you prefer to relax away from pressures. You hate unpleasantness or being bound by a strict routine. Even so, you're a perfectionist who gives your best once you've started on a project. As you need support and encouragement, you prefer to work in a team rather than on your own when you can get worried and pessimistic. Usually, you like to leave major decisions to others, but if you feel strongly, you'll act with precision and strength. You're a persuasive type, and often use your considerable charm to get your own way. You can, however, be rather hesitant about letting your true feelings be known, and if you were prepared to be more forthright, you'd find you'd do much better. Despite your reserve, you can be the center of attention in company and become an amusing host and superb entertainer. Of all the signs, you're the most gifted artistically and make a lasting impression in theater, literature, music, or art. Many goats are religious and also have a deep interest in nature. You're nostalgic and keep mementos from childhood and souvenirs of places you've visited. You're also athletic and likely to excel in sport. Female goats devote a lot of time to the family. You have excellent taste in home furnishings and often use your artistic skills to make clothes. You are great organizers with a delightful sense of humor and create a good impression wherever you go. Goats win friends easily and, with the right support, have happy, satisfying lives, particularly if you can use your creative skills. The monkey. Inquisitive and imaginative, monkeys love to keep an eye on everything going on. You like to be helpful and often give advice which is usually sensible and reliable. Monkeys are intelligent, well-read, and eager to learn. You have a good memory and often make superb linguists. As a convincing talker, you enjoy debates and discussions. Your assured manner can be very persuasive. You excel in politics, public speaking, PR work, teaching, and anything involving selling. You can be crafty and cunning, too, and occasionally dishonest. You will seize on opportunities to make quick gains. Often you have so much confidence in your abilities that you won't listen to advice. Fortunately for you, you're good at solving problems and extricating yourself from hopeless positions. You're a master of self-preservation. With your talent, you can make lots of money, but you like to spend, too, on exotic holidays and all sorts of luxuries. Monkeys are original thinkers who easily become bored and distracted. Even so, you're good at organizing, sometimes slightly erratically. On the odd occasion when your plans do not quite work out, you're quite happy to shrug your shoulders. Female monkeys are intelligent and observant. Your views are often highly valued, and you usually get your own way. You pay great attention to your appearance. You're a good friend and a doting parent. You often marry young. Provided monkeys can concentrate on one thing at a time, you can usually achieve what you want. And should you suffer any disappointments, you're certain to bounce back again. The rooster. You're all rather flamboyant, colorful characters, but you're also meticulous and excellent at organizing. Intelligent and well-read, you have a great sense of humor and love a good debate. You love speaking your mind, but your lack of tact can easily damage your reputation. With your volatile nature, you should avoid acting on the spur of the moment. Roosters are very dignified and have an air of confidence and authority. You're adept at finance and are capable of making yourself very wealthy. A few of you, though, are notorious spendthrifts. You'll often be seen carrying a notebook or scrap of paper around with you as you're constantly writing reminders or noting down important facts in case you forget. Although you're ambitious, you're also sometimes unrealistic about your possible achievements. Roosters don't like interference, but it would be in your own interests if you listened to others. You're rather self-centered and can be stubborn over relatively trivial matters. You lead an active social life and usually belong to several clubs. With your caring nature, you try to help as many less fortunate as possible. You're often distinguished in appearance and wear uniforms with great pride. You like publicity and often do well in public relations or any other job which brings you into contact with the media. Out of work, you love pottering in the garden. Female roosters are active, with strong views which you have no hesitation in airing. Your home is usually neat as you're supremely efficient. You're usually found in smart but very practical outfits. Roosters usually make a lasting, favorable impression, but you need to overcome your volatile nature. The dog. Loyal dogs hold firm views, and you're the champion of good causes. You hate any sort of injustice and will do anything to help those less fortunate. Dogs are direct and straightforward, but you can also be stubborn. Still, you're always prepared to listen to the views of others. Dogs are good judges of character and very intuitive. You're admired for your integrity and resolute manner. Though you're friendly, you're not a great socializer. Your idea of a good time is a quiet meal with friends or a chat by the fire. You're often a marvelous storyteller, quick-witted and alert. You keep calm in a crisis, and although you have a temper, outbursts are short. You're trustworthy, and if you feel let down by someone, you'll rarely forgive or forget. Dogs usually prefer to specialize rather than dabble in different activities. You do well in a job where you can be of service to others, like the social services, law, and medicine. Motivation is important to you, as you can drift through life without ever achieving much. You tend to be a worrier and rather pessimistic. You're not usually easy to live with because your moods are changeable and you set high standards. Even so, you're not short of admirers. Female dogs are renowned for your beauty. You're warm and caring, but until you know someone, you can be secretive. Often highly intelligent, you tend to be very ambitious. You can also find bargains in the most unlikely places. A loving and a doting parent, you're rarely happier than when helping someone. Provided you can stop worrying, you'll have a very full life. The pig. Honest, kind, and understanding. That's the pig. You're a natural peacemaker and will do everything you can to sort out any differences of opinion. You're a good talker who hates hypocrisy. You believe firmly in law and order, although you're tolerant and forgiving too. Pigs are popular and enjoy company. You can be relied on to lend a helping hand at functions, and you're a good fundraiser. Hard-working and conscientious, you're respected for your reliability. You're happiest when you're helping others, and you'll give up your own time without hesitation. With your wonderful sense of humor, you invariably have a joke or whimsical remark at the ready. You love to please and entertain people, and many pigs find a career in showbiz. Pigs have great difficulty saying no to anyone. You can be naive and gullible. Although you're a free spender, you can often be astute with money. You're kept going by your faith and strength of character, so you tend to bounce back quickly from setbacks. Pigs are dogged, but you're also thick-skinned and can shrug off abuse without thought. You're a great pleasure seeker and will happily spend your hard-earned cash on a lavish holiday or expensive meal. You shine at small functions, but can become withdrawn at larger events. As a creature of comfort, your home is fitted with all the latest appliances. Female pigs devote all your energies to your family, and you try to ensure they want for nothing. Your home will be either very clean or hopelessly untidy. You have very good taste in clothes. Provided you do not let others take advantage of you, pigs will go through life making friends and winning admiration. The rat. Charming, intelligent, and popular, if you're born in the year of the rat, you're the life and soul of the party. You make friends easily, and people generally feel relaxed in your company. You're a hard worker, imaginative and full of ideas, though sometimes lack the confidence to promote your plans. Rats are very observant and make excellent writers and journalists. You are good on any job which brings you into contact with people. Your skills are particularly appreciated in times of crisis, for rats have an incredible sense of self-preservation. When it comes to finding a way out of an awkward situation, you're certain to be the one who comes up with a solution. Rats love to be where the action is, but when you're in the office, you can become a stickler for discipline and routine. You're also an opportunist, constantly on the lookout for ways in which you can improve your wealth. So you're often involved in plans and schemes, sometimes squandering your energy with little to show for it. You can appear to be mean with money. In fact, you like to keep it in the family. Rats can be most generous to their partners, children, and close friends. You can also be very generous to yourself and find it difficult to deprive yourself of any luxury that you fancy. You're a hoarder and hate throwing anything away, and you're also rather greedy. You love any chance to indulge in conversation. You tend to be indiscreet, though, and highly critical of others. Because rats are family-oriented, you'll do anything for your nearest and dearest. You're likely to have a large family. Female rats are usually very busy. You are a marvelous hostess for your wide circle of friends. Your home is well kept and tastefully furnished. Although outgoing, you tend to keep your feelings to yourself. With your ability to charm, you'll rarely be without friends. Bee. Unlike some of the animals you've read about, most human beings are not colorblind. In fact, there is some evidence that our color preferences are influenced by our characters or the way we feel. Try the following color test on yourself and a friend. A. First, choose your favorite color or colors from those listed below. Dark blue. Blue-green. red, yellow, violet, brown. B. Now, read the following comments and decide if they are correct as they apply to you. Dark blue. If you choose this color, it means that you feel you need peace and quiet at the moment. Maybe you've been working hard and need to relax. You like calm, problem-free relationships with others and an orderly environment. Blue-green. You have a strong will. When you decide to do something, you don't change your mind easily. You don't like to fail in what you do. Because of your determination to do a job well, you must be careful of tension, which can cause stomach upsets. So make sure you get enough physical exercise to give yourself time to relax. Red. People who like red enjoy life and like to achieve results. You probably like sports and good food. In fact, you are active and energetic and would make a good leader. Be careful not to overdo things and make sure you relax by following restful interests such as listening to music, reading, etc. This will give your life a balance between activity and relaxation. Yellow. You are an open, cheerful, and friendly person, and you enjoy change. You are energetic, but in fits and starts, a few days of hard work followed by a less energetic period, and then more hard work again. Your energies are often directed towards the future. You want to modernize and improve the present. Violet. You are charming and very sensitive. People may find you fascinating and a little mysterious. You enjoy literature and music and have a tendency to live in a dream world and then feel disappointed when you see reality. Brown. Brown is the color of the earth and nature. People who favor brown have often had a few problems recently which have made them feel some discomfort. Has this happened to you? If so, you may feel you need a quiet and comfortable environment surrounded by nature. Lesson 33. Thieves, beware. People see you. Text A. Each year, car theft costs us about £300 million, and burglary sets us back by another £150 million. Yet the police reckon that one car in five is left unlocked, or with windows open, or with expensive goods temptingly on display. It is estimated that over 60% of homes still do not have any window locks, although that's better than a few years ago when it was nearer 90%. These facts illustrate a basic truth. The truth is that most criminals are on the lookout for a soft touch. They are not hardened professionals who set out with particular targets in mind, but young, inexperienced, or unsophisticated. What they're looking for is a house or car that will let them get in, get what they want, and get away quickly. In short, an easy opportunity. Many of these opportunities can just as easily be removed by fitting and using locks, or by taking other very simple precautions. And if we can foil small-time criminals with modest individual effort and cost, how much more could be achieved by working together in neighborhood watches? There are over 42,000 already, or in other local activities involving police, councils, businesses, voluntary groups, and schools. More radically still, what might we see if more systematic effort was made to design anti-crime features into cars, houses, and estates? This is not a pipe dream. It's already happening. Take housing. There is a growing awareness of how the design, layout, and construction of houses and estates can affect the incidence of crime. Many police forces are now appointing specialist architectural liaison officers in their crime prevention departments. A new British standard has been published. Some builders are now building security features into new housing projects. Or cars. The Institute for Consumer Ergonomics at Loughborough University carried out a research project into automobile security, which was presented to the motor industry at a special Home Office conference. Some manufacturers are now fitting better security on the production line. Some magazine road tests regularly report on the subject. About 95% of crimes are against property rather than people, but not surprisingly, it is the remaining 5%, assault, mugging and rape, for example, that causes the most comment and concern. But even thugs look for easy opportunities. The dark alley, the pensioner who doesn't check caller's credentials, the child who accepts a lift from a stranger, these can be reduced by personal and community action. For example, because all of us feel vulnerable sometimes, police and other experts have devised simple, sensible precautions which individuals can adopt to help minimize the risk of being attacked. Text B. You can't miss the neighborhood watch people, or old aunties, as they are sometimes called. As in neighborhoods all over Beijing, they wear red armbands and sit on small chairs in lanes off Wenjia Street downtown. If you are a stranger there and your behavior arouses their suspicion, you are likely to be stopped for questions, such as whom you are looking for and where you are from. You needn't worry about theft if you live in the area and forget to lock the door of your house. The aunties will lock it during their daily inspection tour past every house in the community. But remember, a severe criticism of your carelessness will follow. Their presence may be one reason the 426 household community with about 1,200 residents has been free from theft, burglary, and other criminal acts for almost 10 years. Every community member is encouraged by their neighborhood residents' committee to remain alert for possible theft and to contribute an individual effort to the maintenance of a safe environment. The Wenjia Street Neighborhood Residents Committee runs a public security committee together with committees on mediation, public health, and women's affairs. They all look inconspicuous, yet their functions are great, commented a public order official from the Ministry of Public Security. The official's comment is understandable, since the neighborhood committees have proved to be an effective approach to maintaining public order and ensuring public safety at a time when professional police are in short supply. In the Wenjia Public Security Committee, for instance, in addition to 6 directors, there are 138 residents who act as amateur police for the neighborhood. Except the 6 directors, who receive 45 yuan monthly from the government, the neighbors work voluntarily. They form a small but sensitive security network in their community. Among the 138, 54 are retired workers or older housewives, whose job is to take turns guarding the 42 courtyards of houses in the community. According to Ran Yuzhen, the committee director, the whole community has been divided into 35 groups, with 62 people appointed to be group leaders. Every community member is involved in the security work, said Ran. Safety is maintained in a number of ways. First, patrols by professional police. Second, daily inspection tours around the community by 6 committee directors. The directors keep a log of their observations while inspecting the neighborhood. Third, guarding of courtyards and houses by the retirees and housewives. Fourth, installation of burglar-proof locks. Safety is possible with the participation of every member in the community involved in the security work, said Ran. Additional information. Liu Xiuli was not boasting when he said he was a top-notch policeman. I catch thieves. I know their tricks and always make a big haul. Liu, 42, works with the Criminal Investigation Department of the Municipal Public Security Bureau of Guilin in Guangxi Juan Autonomous Region. He heads a special task force to catch thieves and pickpockets on crowded buses and other public places. The thieves are very much afraid of me, he said. Whenever they recognize me, they run off as a rat fears a cat. With his long experience, Liu can recall from memory the names and nicknames of more than 1,000 thieves or pickpockets in the city. He can list their physical characteristics and knows their haunts and tricks of the trade. He always carries a small notebook with information about major suspects. This has helped him spot them when they are on the prowl. Typical pickpockets are unemployed urban youth aged between 18 and 25, Lou said. They have grown up and are quite independent of their parents, but they do not yet have their own families, and they do not care much about the consequences of their activities. Their targets are usually tourists or traveling traders from outside the city, not only because these people often carry a lot of money, but also they are only transients who know little about local conditions. Thieves usually avoid locals for fear that they may come across them some other day, and even if they were not caught in the act, they may be recognized sooner or later. I have learned to spot pickpockets on a crowded bus by the distinctive ways they move, Lou said. Many pickpockets on a bus choose their targets when passengers expose the location of their wallet as they take out money to pay the fare. The pickpocket edges towards his victim, asking people to make way as if he wanted to get off the bus, but he stops next to the target and, raising one hand to grip the overhead bar, slips the other into the person's pocket and deftly removes the money using only index and middle fingers. Pickpockets are usually not dangerous criminals, but sometimes Lou has to fight them face to face in a life and death struggle. Because he has shown no mercy in dealing with thieves, many of them are waiting for a chance to take their revenge. Some even threatened him. Don't be too harsh on us, or sooner or later we will settle with you, warned one. But Lou is not to be intimidated. I'm a people's policeman, and will never recoil in fear before enemies, he said. To protect the people's interests, I am ready to shed my blood and even sacrifice my life. In his 9 years of police career, Lou scuffled with criminals 29 times and was injured 3 times.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎。
听啊，讲啊。